All right, we are. Come on in, bud. We're rolling. Come get on camera. Come get in here. I'm trying to get ourselves in the proper position. For those of you that are listening on a podcast, we apologize. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, we also apologize. We're just sorry all the time.
We're sorry looking.
Okay, now speaking of that, look into that. Let's get comfortable. Oh, God, I just have to figure out where we're going. I can hold this for you. Ooh, look at this. I have two. I'm trying to play with two microphones, and somebody's going to screenshot that. It looks like I'm probably blowing somebody.
Yeah, probably. Does this matter which
side? It doesn't matter. You don't even really need them if you don't want them. You really don't.
Keeps your hair back.
But your hair looks good. Just come on. All right. Look at that. Okay. How's this? Are we centered?
We don't look centered at all.
Well, you'd have to look at that. There's a wasted minute and 20 seconds or whatever it was.
That was genius, Terry.
Welcome to Gang of Two.
A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
We did that backwards.
That was ad-libbing. That was weird. We're there for each other.
Yeah.
Sorry about no show yesterday on Gang of Tuesday. We didn't get to it.
It was a tough day. Monday was a tough day for me. It was my dad's birthday.
Yeah.
It would have been my dad's 90th birthday. I wasn't thinking about it. And I got up and I found a note that he had left us all.
Oh, you did? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I've showed it to you before. I actually found it the night before, but...
Yeah.
So I was bummed out.
It's weird because your dad's birthday is... What's the date of his birthday?
March 4th.
And my dad's is February 23rd. Pretty close.
They are, yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my dad didn't leave me a note.
It wasn't a note so much as it was a... you can't say a poem, but it was a... I think it's something he found on the internet. No. Oh. It was a low coup.
A slow-moving coup? Is that what it was?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. We've been cleansing while Sherry has.
Yeah, Terry.
I have caved. Yesterday, we were talking about I was stress eating.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Today, a little bit, too.
What did I have yesterday?
You said you had a bagel.
I had a bagel sandwich yesterday.
And then you had eggs.
And I made an omelet.
And
what else?
What? We had a whole pig.
A whole pig?
Yeah.
We did not have a whole pig.
You ate it when you had it. You were, he was a little high. He doesn't remember doing it.
Speaking of that, that's what you must be right now. You threw a whole pig out. Uh-oh. See right there, if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe and do that. Please share, by the way, because that was an actual hot flash you just saw.
It's still going.
That was an actual menopausal hot flash.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I have to say, you always hear about menopause. You know, oh, my wife's going through menopause or whatever, and she's such a bitch. She said, you are not that mean or anything.
You're not that much of a bitch.
You're not that much of a bitch.
And then you are normally. This is
no, I can't really tell the difference, and you're not a bitch at all. You're very nice most of the time. And when you're not being nice, a lot of that's in my head.
Sometimes, maybe.
Yeah, might be. So, yeah, we are going to New Orleans.
Yes.
Coming up here real soon, aren't we?
Big easy.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I've never been. I've been there many times, but I think every time I've been there, I started thinking about this. It's always been for work. So it hasn't been. I've never been there just to try a restaurant or to walk around, and we planned on doing some of that. We are going for a very special occasion.
We are.
One of our good friends, Len. He is being inducted in the Military Hall of Fame. Something like that.
That is not it. I don't even think there is such... Is there such a thing?
There's got to be. Audie Murphy? Come on. All those guys?
What's that? Who? What was that?
Oh, come on, Sherry. Get up on your World War II stuff.
Who is that?
He's a guy.
That does what?
They killed people.
How do you, what?
They kept score back then. They did. I got so many kills, you know, that type of stuff.
How do you know that name? You just made that up.
No. Here, I'll Google it.
Okay.
Oh, Ziggy, who is Audie Murphy?
Audie Murphy was a highly decorated American soldier who also acted in Western films.
That's all you got? I didn't know he acted in films.
Hey, Ziggy, how do you spell that?
Ziggy, spell Audie Murphy.
Audie Murphy is spelled A-U-D-I-E space M-U-R-P-H-Y. Do you want that one more time?
No. This is the only time I use that machine. Is in here.
Space. Is that his middle name, Space?
I think we need one of these in our kitchen. So our life, I think, needs a little more music.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We do need more music, less TV, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, Len, our buddy Len, is a change of command. He's invited us every time. He's from Colonel on up.
Yeah.
He's getting his third star as a general.
Yeah.
And he's still talking Marines. To us. Yes, he's still talking to us. So yeah. He invited us out for the thing. And this time we said, I don't care. We are going.
Yep.
Usually when it doesn't, it's hard to get off work.
Yeah.
But we just said, you know what?
We got to make
this is too special. This
I know.
Is too special. Not that the other ones weren't.
Right.
But it's just, you have this theory that when your friends invite you to something at some point, and if you can't keep making it,
They stop inviting you.
Yeah. And I don't ever want to be that.
I definitely want to be invited to the 4-star because Len is going to be a 4-star general.
He'll probably be president or something like that, you know, if there is such a thing anymore. If we do have a president again.
I don't know. Have we ever had a general for a president besides Washington?
General E. Lee.
He wasn't president.
Oh, what was he? I don't know my presidents.
He fought for the Confederacy, though.
General Obama.
Nope.
General Clinton.
Nope.
General Trump.
Nope.
All right, and he'd like to be one.
Yeah.
I think he would like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. I have an idea for a birthday present for you.
Oh, awesome.
And it's a little expensive.
Oh, no. I don't but need it. Stay with me on this.
You got to stay with me on this. This might be the coolest thing I have ever found available. It was just sold at an auction, but I think I could get it from the person who bought it if you just ask a little more for it.
Please tell me it's a mid-year Corvette.
It's less than a mid-year Corvette. It's less money than a mid-year Corvette.
Okay. So
it's, I think it's sold for $82,000.
Holy.
But we need this. If we get a new home, we need this.
Okay, well, everybody is dying to know. What is it?
It is the exact diner booth, the whole booth, that the last scene of The Sopranos was.
Oh, wow.
Would that be cool to have in your kitchen? Or even cooler, make that your podcast studio where you have sit-downs with people in the damn booth.
And you have to play Journey over and over again.
How cool would that be?
Remember to play Journey at the end there?
Can we get if somebody wants to send us $82,000.
If you can get Steve Perry to...
he's free.
Yeah, he probably...
Like, Steve Perry's like, somebody said my name today! He would be so happy. Are you kidding me?
He used to be hot. What happened, man?
Did he?
He was. And then
what was so hot about him?
Bloated.
Just because you were young and horny.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that doesn't make him hot. I mean, trust me, I saw him and met him when he was in that stage of his life. Uh-huh. He had a beak on him.
Did he?
That was... You could put an advertisement on it.
Wow.
He lays down, you could do a sundial on his face.
That's pretty good. Just make that up.
I made that up.
That's pretty good.
I'm getting ready for comedy, apparently, that I'm doing Friday night.
Oh, boy.
How did this happen?
You want to do it. Just say it.
Listen, it's hard for me to ever pass up an opportunity to do it.
I know.
I just don't like the fact that all of a sudden you started inviting people and making this some sort of thing. What happened? Sherry's not going to obviously tell you. She has a friend at work who is a very funny person. What's with the shaking of the head?
I don't know. And what
the
you're
mimicking
talking about.
On YouTube. What is with that? Huh? You go ahead and tell them that.
Well, yeah.
Tell everybody how this
you're
came
gonna
down.
You're going to embellish, but go ahead. No, you're right.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Let's. You tell me if I'm embellishing then.
Yes.
Friend at work who's very funny. Everyone tells him should do comedy. Many success stories in comedy start that way.
Yeah.
I got up on the thing as a dare from my friends. Next thing you know, I'm selling out arenas. Uh-huh. I met this guy, and he seems like a very funny, likable guy.
He is.
And I think that if he would do well, I think that'd be great. But somehow that turned into me doing comedy, too, at an open mic here in Seattle.
I know.
And I hate open mics. I'm a freaking professional. I don't need to do, I guess, scratch my mic. I don't need no open mics, lady.
How about a closed mic?
So we're doing that Friday night.
Okay, just breezed over that. Okay.
I heard it and glad you're not doing it. I'm glad you're not open miking. So yeah. So have I embellished?
No, I guess you're right. We're going. Friday night, we're going.
And it's
you
weird.
May or may not do it.
The good news is
and
that
he is doing it.
The good news is that there's an open mic on a Friday night.
Yes.
That never happens in comedy clubs. So there's a headliner, and I believe it's a female headliner this time around.
Yeah.
She's going to do her act, do the whole show.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, it becomes open mic for all the late drunk people.
Yes.
And the whole crowd will probably clear out. There's probably going to be about 8 people there.
Yeah.
And luckily, it's going to be your friends from work. But I didn't want any friends there just because it's not an official thing. I don't even know how much time they give us. I don't know any of this stuff.
I get all this, but I asked you and asked you and asked you, do you mind if we invite our friends and you, Mr. over here... Said it was fine. Yes, it was fine.
That might have been one of the things.
And then I did it and you got pissed off. I'm like, which is it?
That might have been one of these things where I was playing video games and you said, can you invite friends? Yeah. I'm playing the Dodgers. You know, that type of thing. I'm just not a fan of it. Oh, speaking of fans, we decided we're going to do OnlyFans.
Yes.
A lot of people want to watch us screw.
No one does.
No, you don't. You don't want to see that. What is there a price? Let's just say, and this is a real question. Mm-hmm. You and I have some financial goals and we have very low standards.
Yes.
So with financial goals, very important to have. I think in order to reach them, I believe you need that recipe of very low standards. Very low standards and financial goals means you could do this.
You could do just about anything.
Now, we have some ideas. OnlyFans, we did some research on OnlyFans. And 98% of the content on OnlyFans is of the adult nature.
Yes.
We have our friend Sarah, our coworker Sarah, who made into the thousands of dollars last year doing foot pictures, 1 or 2 foot pictures a week for foot fetish freaks. And there's people out there. You and I have fantastic feet.
We do.
Aren't we going to have our feet have sex?
Oh, my God, yeah. I wonder if you'd want to see that.
Maybe let's try that.
I got to get a pedicure first.
We could start there, and then
you
we can like whip too. Cream on our feet and rub it around and have people jerk off to it.
Yeah.
Might be good.
I don't care if they're jerking off to it. You don't see it.
I think I have pretty attractive feet.
You do. They're nice.
They're not the biggest giantest feetest
around.
They're
nice. But they're not...
My toes aren't all jacked up or anything like that. They kind of go like a foot should go. Like they hang. Remember the Hang 10 logo?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's the way
you have better feet than that.
No, my feet look just like the Hang 10 logo.
You have a nice arch.
I have too much of an arch, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you can, especially when you get old. Everything fucking falls.
Are you calling me old bitch?
Maybe.
Okay, well, back at you. But yeah, we've been thinking about it, and you came up with a great name. Do you remember the name?
No, I don't.
You told me to write it down.
Yeah, I'm glad you did because.
If we do it, it will be the Bang of Two.
That's right, Bang of Two.
So we would maybe do something like that, but I have another idea where that will incorporate everybody's, let's just say, adult behaviors without us having to do it. But if somebody wanted to pay... Let's just say we got to $1 million. Mm-hmm. $1 million.
Yeah.
That would solve every single issue we have.
It would.
$1 million. That would solve anybody's issue. I get it. But for some reason, people said they wanted to watch us fuck.
You know what? $1 million, we didn't have to do it again. So that would be...
It would be one thing.
That would be...
It would be a one time...
Well, and that would be the... what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
The motivation. The motivation for the person to give it to us. Like, don't do this ever again. I'll give you $1 million not to do that again.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to do for all of the haters that I have. And there's plenty of them out there.
Oh, what?
You should read all the stuff. But... For all the haters, I thought about at one point opening up one of those GoFundMes that says, I get to this level, I quit. I will quit yes. on the air and you will never see
yeah.
me again.
Yeah.
I will delete all of my yep. social media yep. and I will walk off into the sunset. Listen, I never got into this business
yeah,
to be like a famous guy. I got into this business because I didn't want to work. I got it. Sherry just left the camera because she has to take her coat off now because of
doing this right now.
Because she
bang it too.
We're doing it, but yeah, she's getting all hot again from her. I feel so bad for you.
Oh, this is better.
Anyway, so yeah, I how would you feel if there, because you know somebody would obviously freeze frame it and make things out of it and
yeah.
You know, and I'm not the biggest. If I was giant down there, if I was just slinging.
Are you, come on, dude. Be rough Sherry, on yourself.
If I was slinging, I would have. That's why you watch on YouTube right there. If I was slinging, I would have no problem showing the thing. I would not be embarrassed at all.
You know, what if we put, how about this? Of course, it probably would.
A prosthetic, we could make it look like I'm just beating you in the face with a log.
No, we could wear Mexican fighting masks on our faces.
But people want to see us.
I know, but
that's the thing.
Then if they repost it or froze it or whatever, you'd be like, well, that could be any asshole.
All right. Well, anyway, is there a price? Would you do it for like $1 million?
I'd do $1 million. Are you sure? Yeah. You?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you and I having sex. Who cares?
Right.
That's up to that's your own fault if you think that's interesting. That's your own. That's on you. The people that gave us the money. I could give a shit. I mean, I'm not going to do it. What makes it so interesting is throughout the entire career on Lex and Terry, and even on this show, we don't talk about our sex life really.
Yeah, no,
we never get into the detail.
No,
I think I could show you a couple tricks that I got up my sleeve.
Oh wow!
You know.
What else you got up your sleeve?
We could an arm.
But it's a third arm.
But we could put you in a nice little nasty little latex outfit.
Me? No, you.
I don't care what you know, whatever you want, whatever turns you on, lady, whatever's gonna get you acting crazy on camera, because we got to give the people their money's worth.
If it's $1 million, I'll do it.
Yeah. Plus, it'd be great because everybody would talk about it. Then there'd be somewhat of a controversy because people would like it. Some people wouldn't like it. They'd be fighting amongst themselves. We'd get more listeners and everything.
Well, no, all that does not matter because at $1 million,
We're
gone.
Yeah.
All social media is gone.
Yeah, we could do a combo thing. You want me to go and want to watch us have sex? We'll do it. And I apologize to any of our friends or family members who are watching this. Sorry, don't watch. We're adults. I mean, like, we're way into adulthood, like, way past even
I know considering we don't act it, but
that type of stuff.
Our birth certificates say so.
Yep. So I got an email from somebody that had a somewhat of a question. It's not a Dear Dumbs question, but they wanted to know, and I'm just going to go ahead and paraphrase this. How important is safety in our relationship? And they gave an example of safety along the lines of, just knowing that you have somebody that you really, truly trust with your life,
mm-hmm.
with your deepest, darkest secrets, and also financially and everything else, uh-huh. that type of thing. How important is that in a relationship to us? I never got into it to feel safe. With you? Jesus Christ. How many times have you thrown me under the bus?
Hey. No, I mean, you wouldn't hang out with somebody that you felt unsafe with.
No,
I would want to be safe with whoever, not just a romantic partner, but any friends or, you know, family. I mean, why? I don't understand the question.
Well, that there's a big difference between, I think, trust and safety.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to, yeah, who's, I don't really understand what they mean. Ziggy, what's the definition of safety?
Play the safety dance.
Safety is being free from harm or danger. It can also refer to controlling recognized hazards to reduce risk. Safety is the absence of injury, loss, or danger, ensuring well-being and protection.
Wow, that was long-winded.
Yeah, Sherry's not the person for that.
Okay.
No. No. Although I will say this, over the years, you've become a little more nurturing.
I have. When did I ever say that I was nurturing?
That was never a thing. I'm getting at, I never got into you because of your nurturing nature.
Is that
I got
the
into
same
you
as...
because of that ass.
Yeah, how about that ass?
How about that ass? And people could see that ass for $1 million. There's an ad right there. I will.
You know, 20 years ago, it might have been worth
for
it.
For the highest bidder, I will write your name on Sherry's ass while I'm tapping it.
What?
Yeah.
I think I might have something to say in the matter.
No, $1 million. You have no morals anymore.
But you do?
No, I don't care about morals. I'm in radio. I could care about that. There's no such thing as morals.
Okay.
No, that's the thing. We have to consider. But this is not a topic we're bringing up just out of, for content. This is a serious thing.
Is it?
Well, they say once you do an OnlyFans, and we are definitely considering an OnlyFans account where we could do some funny things on there, maybe foot sex, whatever it is. I don't want to steal from Sarah, but
Yeah. Hell,
it's out there doing it, and it'd be kind of fun. But she says that people always try to up the ante. They'll go, How come you're not showing any nudity? They get mad, and even though it's stated clearly, No nudity,
right.
No sex acts, it's just feet and fun,
right.
You know, that type of thing.
Funny feet.
But people will start asking and asking and asking. So I think that at some point we might be kind of tempted. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, as long as the check clears the bank.
Okay, so we didn't really answer your safety question. I apologize. I think you need to call us and let us know exactly what you mean by that.
Unless you mean the safety dance.
Unless you mean that.
And then, yes, we will do that.
All right, it's time for Dear Dumb, Sherry. I have to pull it up on my email here. Okay, here we go.
Oh, buckle up.
This comes from BB. B. In Jacksonville, Florida.
Jackson.
Love Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Thank you for the podcast. If you read my email on YouTube, could you wave to me? Hello, BB.
Hi, BB.
Look at us. That's us waving on YouTube for you. Here goes nothing. I need to know if I did the right thing. I recently left my boyfriend of 2 years. We had reached the point where we said, I love you, and things really seemed to be moving forward. It's not bad so far, is it? But he has this female friend who he's very close to. I would say we both are. But they act like two little kids when we are all together. They argue like two-year-olds. When we all go to eat, I have to sit in the back of the car. They're always talking about people I don't know, and I feel pretty left out. I got the nerve up to tell him how I feel, and he said that I'm boring to talk to. I feel your pain. There are so many things that rub me the wrong way about this and them, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we are all together, I don't feel right. He's even borrowed money from her, even though we both do well financially. After telling him how I feel, it seemed to ramp up, so I left. Am I an idiot for doing so? BB in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, I mean, the information we have, BB, it doesn't sound like it. I'm trying to picture sitting in the back of the car.
It's like, I'm driving with my girlfriend. We're going to have fun. From what the vibe I'm getting from this is that he and his friend, who's a female, happens to be a female.
Yeah.
They argue and bicker. They are like friends. They that type of thing. But, they're just more connected that way than he and the girl are.
Right. I don't know if gender has much to do with it, although if there were a guy doing that, they were having a lot of fun.
Huh? It is a guy doing that. It's taken two to do it. I just scissored.
Wow. What the hell? That's for
scissoring.
OnlyFans. Thank you.
Anyway.
No, what was I saying? I don't know. Who are you? Where am I?
We were talking about BB.
Yes.
And the fact that they have friends.
Oh, no, but I'm not, you know, if his friend were a guy doing those same exact things, it would still be irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say something. It's going to suck because, you know, I have friends that are girls. Obviously, you know, some good, great friends that are girls.
Right.
And I think once you get to a certain age, depending on what age you are, you know, but you're at a certain age when you're younger, even though if you're in a relationship, you're thinking, I wonder what it'd be like to hit that. I don't think that way anymore.
Oh, that's good.
I don't, but I think, and I'm not speaking for every guy, but I know a lot of guys who feel that way. Who believe that you cannot have a female friend without thinking or having sex with them.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend who had a guy friend, and I met the guy. It was great. They would go out to lunch. They would do all kinds of things together. I never thought anything of it.
Come to find out later.
No, they never did.
Oh.
But he sure wanted to.
How do you know?
It was obvious.
Oh.
And I think that he had asked her out and they just became friends. They, you know, that type of thing. And they just were friends.
Were they together after you guys broke up?
What do you mean?
Did they do it?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. But they were together through my entire relationship with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were friends.
He was just hanging out waiting for you to leave.
I think that a guy, what I'm getting at is, yes, I think the guy will wait for somebody to leave. I guarantee you that there are some of my friends out there that if you something happened to me physically or something happened to us, they would move in right away.
Oh, that's horrible to think that.
You are a catch.
Oh,
dear. You know, and I wouldn't blame them for that. But
women do the same thing. It's it's not like we're angels here over here or something.
No, I just think that there are very few guys, and that's usually what guys will think. Guys cannot be friends with girls without thinking about having sex. I think there are some guys. But yeah. I would think the majority of that is. So I'm not trying to put that into her head because they obviously are past that in the relationship. It may have been that when they first met.
Yeah.
They may have had sex and figured out, this just doesn't work or I'm not attracted to this person. You know, but most of the guys that I know are waiting for a breakup or something to happen or a moment, even if this BB thing is going on, this guy's probably waiting for maybe this girl to get drunk and she'll do something to him or I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But
listen, BB, you did the right thing. Because he said you were boring to talk to. Okay, that's all you needed to hear.
You know, that's a good point. All right, thanks, Sherry. All right, you know what? Problem solved right there.
No looking back, babe.
Way too much thought into it and way too much emotion and stuff. He said you're boring. He sat up front in the car, kicked you in the back, sat up front in the car with his friend who's a female, and they just talk about in code to one another and leave you to sit there like that's disrespectful, that's hateful.
Yes,
that is not a way you treat somebody you love.
Sayonara, sucker. Maybe you got something else better in your future.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
look at that. That might have been the longest, quickest one we've ever done. Let's thank our Patreon members, who, by the way, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah,
we couldn't do this without you.
No.
It no joke. I'm not sitting here. This isn't one of those Telemundo? What are those things?
Telethon?
Telethon. This isn't one of those thons where you're asking for money. Although, if you would like to help, it really does help. To do a podcast, any podcast. If you have favorite podcasts out there that are not doing ads or they offer up a Patreon or something like that, they could use your help.
Yeah.
And it even like $5 a month or $2 a month or whatever it is you can afford, it just tells the podcaster, hey, we appreciate what you're doing. We know that you are incurring some cost with the website, with streaming, with these new
software
cameras,
programs,
with all these programs.
Yeah.
There are so many charges that come with this thing that it's, you know, you can't sustain doing a hobby by, I'm not going to pay $300-$500 a month to do this.
Right.
You know,
it's not that great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun, but you know, we have goals. We already talked about our financial goals.
So in our case,
we want to thank our jumped in members. You. Let's go from the bottom.
George's.
Oh, let's go to the bottom.
At the top. I just said George's already. Okay. Never mind. The mertaylor.com.
What do they do?
They make these really cool mermaid suits that if you're into mermaids and merpeople.
What if for $1 million they wanted me to rip off that mermaid suit and attack you like killer whale style?
Are you wearing a killer whale outfit?
I'll wear a killer whale outfit.
That'd be cute.
And hump the hell out of you.
All right.
With my big whale dong.
God.
Have you seen the video? There's a video going around. You probably haven't seen it. You're not online. But there's a viral video that's going on of they caught two whales. Big giant, I don't know what kind of whale, sperm whale, I don't know what they are.
Sperm.
Having sex. And it's got this big giant, looks like a.
It is, it's a.
Looks like a tusk.
Yeah.
Like a big,
it is
like
kind
a prehistoric tusk.
Just well, you
working
know,
its way up inside.
They're big animals.
They are.
They
so
gotta,
they, yeah. Okay. Thank you, TheEmmerTaylor.com.
Yes, thank you for your whales.
And if you go by TheEmmerTaylor.com or support them by following them on Netflix. They got a show on Netflix called The Mer People. And look at this. These famous people that actually support this show.
Yeah.
Them, Panini Pete.
Panini Pete.
Who's on the Food Network all the time.
Yes.
He's on, I think he's going to be on an upcoming episode of, what's the one I drive? The Great Food Truck Race?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think he's doing that.
Cool.
He's always on Guy Fieri's show and things like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Panini Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Looking forward to seeing you soon, we hope. Cook, Flat, and Strobel. What about them?
Cook and the Flat and the Strobel is a noble thing to do.
Jeff and Angie Strumayermeyer.
Mayermeyer.
Oh, by the way, we're going to get to one of these people here that might have broken Sherry's heart.
What?
Okay, just trust me on this one.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Thank you, Jeff and Angie. We appreciate your support. As
yes,
usual,
we do.
We have that, you know, that Gang of Two blanket we have over there? It says Gang of Two? That's from Jeff.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you, guys. Ryan Orlando, hope you're doing good, buddy. Haven't heard from you in a long time.
Hope you're enjoying Florida.
Hope all is well. Psychic Kami.
K-A-M-I.
I am going to be on her podcast.
Oh, nice.
She has a podcast thing that she does on Facebook.
Going to pay you $1 million for that?
She's not going to pay me anything for this.
Who's your agent?
But, you know, I asked her, I said, well, hey, would like to have you. We've had her on this show many times.
Yes.
I said, would you rather do this show or would you rather do my T11 podcast? She, without hesitation, T11.
Well, you, Cammy. I'm not even going to spell your name. Pronounce your name right anymore. Cammy.
Psychic Cammy. Cammy? Now I'm screwed up.
Kumi.
It's psychic, K-A-M-I.com.
It's Kimmy.
Don't be mean to her. I know you're just joking around.
Sasan.
We appreciate you, and I look forward to doing your show, and I will tell everybody about it so they can check it out. Your acting is horrible. Okay.
I'm not. Who says I'm acting?
Because I think that you aren't into the psychic stuff, and it doesn't take a psychic to know that you're not into that stuff. So why would she want to come on a show?
I have never been mean to her.
I've never been
short.
But no, she's a very nice, talented person.
Yes.
But you are not into it like I am.
Okay. That's fair.
Sasan.
Who has a son. Sasan has a son.
Sasan's son, Basan.
Basan.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Joe Troop, did I say that right? Rhymes with shit. The Autry House.
Autrey, by the way. Best.
God dang, we got
that place is so awesome.
We were trying so hard to get out there this month, and it's not looking like we're going to be
able to. No, we got to go to New Orleans. We're going to be out there soon.
And then they're going to be gone for the entire next month.
Yeah, I know. Right.
I just got sad.
Send us a postcard.
I just physically and literally just got sad.
Oh.
I like going there.
Did you throw up or anything?
No. Okay, our final gang of jumped
George's in. Tire Center.
In Shawnee, Oklahoma. What happens over at George's Tire Center?
This is the scenario. You're driving down the street, Main Street in Shawnee. And
I'm sure there is a Main Street, yes.
Your rental car. No, not your rental car. No, I take that back.
Nobody gives a shit about the rental cars. Have you seen what they do to those things? Yeah. They wipe burgers on the window.
Well, why else are you there? You're driving through town.
Yeah, you're listening to this podcast, and you live somewhere in the area.
And your tire explodes. Ooh, good one. Do it again.
I'm going to do sound effects for your story.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's start at the beginning then.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you're in your car. Driving along. You got the radio on. I think it's Elvis. Elvis is playing. Was playing on the radio. And you have it so loud.
Put on your blue suede shoes. So, I got the ruby. Go ahead.
And so you're driving along. It's playing so loud that you don't hear the tire go. Yeah, but it does. Yep. So now you're like the cars.
Thum,
yeah, and you go, what in the hell? Is there an earthquake in Shawnee? So then you pull over. Yeah, and you get out of the car. And you go and you look and you go, oh, shit.
Fuck.
I got a goddamn flat.
Mother shit.
Yeah. And then you look in the trunk and you go, oh.
There's a dead body in there.
Gonna open the trunk.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay, and where's that spare? Where's my tire?
Son
iron?
Of a gun.
What happened?
I don't know where anything is in there. I don't even think I have a jack.
At that point, it hits you, and you're like, bing,
boom.
Oh yeah. If I call George's Tire Center, what happens?
This is your story.
So you pick up the phone, You pick up the phone.
Oh. Hello! I don't even think you pick up phone. You got to dial.
You have to dial.
Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Okay. And you're calling George's.
George's Tire Center, Shawnee.
And you say,
hey, guys, I have a flat. Could you fix it? And how much would that be?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Yeah. Since you just mentioned that you listened to the Gang of Two.
I didn't.
Well, I heard it that way.
Okay, I heard it in the background.
Yes. Since you mentioned that, do you have to come to George's to do that, or does George's come to you?
No, I think you have to be there.
Yeah.
To bring your tire in there.
Coincidentally enough, we're right across the street from you.
Liz Luck would have it.
I know. Uh-huh. So just walk on over. We're going to give you a free plug in your tire.
Oh, that's so generous of
you. Yeah, just because, you know.
That is so cool.
Gang
of Two. Thank
you. Yeah.
I'm glad you and I are not doing comedy this Friday night.
Everybody else is happy, too.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Gang of
Too Many.